Sports This Hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply on your Friday. It's Friday, James, Julie, good morning.
Yeah, Friday morning. It's pretty.
It is. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Yeah, get outside.
Sounds like it.
Yes. Put the phone away. Right?
Well, yeah, I kind of get nagged for doing that too much.
Put the phone away or at least, take it with you, but get outside and enjoy a beautiful weekend this weekend because we're going to be in the low, today now, not, but mid-50s today, but low 70s Saturday and
nice.
Sunday. Let's look at the Wyoming date book on this date. The year was 1926. Wyoming Game and Fish Department released 27 pairs of Hungarian partridges. I don't know where.
I wonder if they're still around.
I know.
Is that animals?
Yeah,
those animals?
It's a bird.
Birds.
Oh, okay.
Fowl.
Partridges, yes.
Gotcha.
The partridge and
partridge
the pear
tree. And pear tree. Got it. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen what I think are partridges, but maybe they're not.
I don't know.
I think they're more like grouse, but I'm not sure. My dogs will flush them out, everyone. It's not pheasants.
If you were to line a partridge and another bird next to each other, I wouldn't be able to tell you which one was which, probably.
Oh.
Except from, unless they were easy. If it was a cardinal and a blue jay, I'd be like, okay, that's, yeah, cardinal, blue jay, got it.
Right, red and blue.
Yeah. But partridge, no shot.
Okay. 1879, the Laramie County Stock Growers Association changed its name to the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. That was in 1879.
Yeah, wow. Cool.
Check this out. It's today is...
It is today.
Yeah, it is today.
Yeah.
Today is today.
You're right.
Today. Mariah Carey's 57 today.
Wow.
And director Quentin Tarantino is 63 today. Hmm. On the date book, 1970, the Concorde made its first supersonic flight.
That seems crazy that was 1970, because you think about the technology.
Right.
And then not long after, it took its last flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. 1952, the musical Singing in the Rain premiered in New York City on this date. Today is Joe Day. If you're named Joe, it's your day. Joe Day.
Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe. No homework day.
No. No homework day. That's
homework
good.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Scribble day. If you're a scribbler,
sure.
Scribble.
Is that like doodling? Because
yeah,
I doodle.
Probably.
I know.
About the same.
Same thing. They just
Grant doodles a lot.
Yeah, our own. That's his way of focusing.
Yes, it is. Any meeting you'll see him with his.
Yeah.
He brings a sketch pad and a pen, and he'll start
doodling. Trevor used to doodle a lot too.
Mm-hmm. I do it too.
He'd sit there.
It does help me.
I'd say, are you listening?
He's like, I'm listening better.
Yeah.
Right. Tomorrow, Reba McEntire turns 71. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, he's funny.
56.
He hasn't been in a lot lately.
And Lady Gaga is 40.
Wow. Tomorrow. A lot of talent these couple of days.
Yeah. Oh. Vince Vaughn is younger than Mariah Carey. I would not have pinned that.
Okay.
But okay.
1973 was the year, I remember this, Will Chamberlain retired from pro basketball.
Mm. mm-hmm.
Playing over 1,000. Why'd you say it that way, Julie?
What year was that?
That was 1973,
I think,
man.
There's other things Wilt's remembered for.
Yeah,
too.
Well, yeah.
Bragging.
100 points. Yeah, he's bragging. Yeah. Played 1,045 games. Welcome to Hollywood and sports, baby.
He's got the only record that will never, ever, ever be broken.
I don't think
in the
it
NBA.
Will be.
100 points, mine.
100.
It's not out of the realm. We just had somebody score 83 the other night, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Did we have 83?
What's the one that
the
won't be
night?
Broken?
The one that won't be broken is he averaged 48 and a half minutes in a single season. There's only 48 minutes in an NBA game.
Wow. So he played the whole game.
The whole game plus whatever overtime. He never came out of the game.
Wow.
So that will never be touched.
Wonder how many calories that guy burned.
Yeah.
As big as he is?
That will never be touched, obviously.
Him and Lou Alcindor used to go after it.
Yeah.
You know?
Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem. Yeah, that was when he was Lou Alcindor when they went there. But yeah, Will Chamberlain, 1973. 1979, in a Pennsylvania Three-Mile Island cooling system failed. Nuclear meltdown.
Yeah.
1979, Three-Mile Island.
I remember that.
Yeah, I know. 1983, Fred Gipp was sentenced to 28 years in prison in Phoenix for fraud and bigamy. 30 years, Fred had married 104 women in 28 countries.
What's bigamy?
Married more than one.
Married more than one.
Which is...
I've never heard.
Kind of like polygamy,
well, that's
but
what
that
I was
going
to say. I thought that's what that was.
1983, Fred was a busy man. Wow.
That's yeah, they didn't have the internet then either.
28 countries?
Was he like writing to them?
He must have been,
How did he
frequent
afford
letter writer.
That?
What was his job? Did he have a job?
Mail carrier.
Mail carrier.
Mail carrier.
Mail pilot.
Left a lot of letters in his house.
FedEx pilot.
You got to wonder if he was a pilot.
Yeah, like a FedEx pilot.
Maybe. 28 countries. Yeah. In 1983, who's going to 28 countries?
What was
I bet
his
he
name?
Was. Yeah, let's look it up.
What was his name?
Fred Jip.
G-Y-P?
J-I-P-P.
Sounds like a fake name, too.
Probably. 1986, we did this. I remember I did this. The year was 1986. It was right here. 6,000 radio stations played We Are the World simultaneously at 8:15 a.m. We did it. We were part
of that. That's cool.
Yeah, I remember that. Tomorrow is Black Forest Cake Day.
That's good. I don't have it very often, but it is a good cake.
I don't even know what that is.
Black. It's got some cherries in it, I think.
It's not too bad.
And then a white frosting.
Right. You said that. I was thinking of ham. I was like, that's going to be gross.
Black Forest.
Black Forest ham cake.
It's kind of a sweet, savory
yes.
cake.
Yeah, that's a good description. Yeah. Something on a stick day tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay.
It's weed.
That's big.
Weed Appreciation Day. The yard pests we try to kill, not the stuff we smoke. Okay? So Weed Appreciation Day, the yard variety.
That's cool. I like that because there's a lot of weeds out there that people kill that actually have a lot of benefits health-wise.
Use vinegar if you're going to kill weeds.
Yes.
I do.
So you don't kill bees.
Right. So but just remember, it will kill everything else, like other grass and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So you don't get away. I don't know. I just don't
vinegar
like,
doesn't
I
kill bees?
I just don't like that. Using the pesticides.
Vinegar doesn't.
Vinegar, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Just would have figured. But I don't know.
All right. Children's Picture Book Day. Hey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Plenty of experiences with that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Sunday, Ellie McPherson, supermodel. She's 62.
Mm.
And Xena Warrior, Lucy Lawless.
Ah.
She's 58. Xena Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior I dressed up princess. Like her for Halloween once.
Did you?
Xena.
Yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
She was.
It was fun. I had a real sword.
I thought. I thought she.
A real sword.
I did.
Wow.
Didn't she? I thought she had made like a trek up around here at some point. Lucy Lawless. Like maybe Deadwood.
That
or
was
something.
Me.
She was.
No,
it was Julie. Yeah.
Thought, I thought a real I sword. I thought I remember hearing a story about something like that, but I could just be misremembering. I don't know.
You had a real sword.
Yeah.
Wow.
A real sword.
You made it herself. No.
No. Yeah, I forged it myself.
It. Okay. Was this a Halloween thing? No.
Yeah,
it
was.
Oh, you dressed up as her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I wasn't just doing it on the side.
I was just wearing it. I was just, okay. I'll do this today.
Yeah, it's her day, so let's dress up like her. All right. Moving on. Knights of Columbus Founders Day on Sunday. Yes.
Okay.
Fish fries are on, ladies and gentlemen. Today, Friday. Lemon Chiffon Cake Day.
That's good.
It is good.
Sure.
Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Neighbor Day.
Plenty of them.
Lots of good mom and pop shops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
They are. Neighbor Day.
Howdy, neighbor.
Sure.
Who said that? Howdy, neighbor.
Well, isn't
howdy,
that,
neighbor.
That's
isn't that
Mr. Roger, Rogers?
Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy.
Ahead, I can't know.
I don't think he says hi, neighbor. I don't think he says
neighbor.
Howdy.
Doesn't he? He says hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. Yeah. Whenever good. I do it, I mix up that one. And who's the play-by-play guy? The old play-by-play guy for the Cubs?
Oh, Harry Carey.
Harry Carey. Yeah. Yeah. Goes,
hi, everybody.
That hi. That's that was Carey. Good.
I mix that one up with Rogers all the time.
That was good.
He goes, hi, everybody. I'm a Cubs baseball. That's Harry Carey.
Can you do
gonna,
a seventh inning stretch?
Are you going to do that when Troopers start playing? James?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can bring back the old Harry Carey.
Bring back a Harry
Carey.
Hi,
Carey. Everybody. Welcome to Troopers Baseball.
I like it.
I do that, and then I mix it up with Will Ferrell's when he does it, and he did the SNL version of it.
The SNL, yes.
It's a mix of all three.
Pat is a funny man.
Yeah. He That's one of my favorite skits that they ever did. Yeah. It's so funny.
Oh, the old Saturday Night Live.
If anybody doesn't know who Harry Carey is, just Google him. And
Will Ferrell's sketches.
Yeah, Will Ferrell got pretty close.
Funny stuff. Smoke and Mirrors Day on Sunday. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Piano Day.
Pianos are awesome.
Love to learn how to play one someday.
I know. Because 78% of women claim it's the sexiest thing a man can do.
Really?
Of everything?
Piano.
Okay. I would have figured be compassionate, be honest.
Yeah, right. You know? Be kind.
Those things
a sensitive
you should be
guy.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's perceived that way because they play an instrument.
Yeah, maybe.
A musician.
Yeah, 78% of women say it's sexy when a man sits down and plays piano.
No, piano's great.
Mm. Wow.
Got a great sound. I mean, that's beautiful.
Versatile.
No matter what, whoever you are, you got to love the sound of a piano.
I can attest to this. So a friend of mine, we're at a conference, okay? There's mm-hmm. a piano. We go into this bar, okay? We're having a drink after the conferences. We're having a bar. He sits down, and there's playing the piano. And I don't know how we got started on it. And he said to the gal, he goes, can anybody go play the piano? And she goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. You want to go play the piano? And he goes, do you mind? And he goes, no. He says, if I can, it'd be great. She goes, yeah. So he goes over, sits down, starts playing, like, flawlessly. He's got 10 women surrounding mm-hmm. the piano
wow.
within about 5 minutes.
Jeez.
Great instrument. Beautiful.
Any guys go hang out by the
no,
piano?
No.
Wow.
It was just like, and they're all sitting there just looking at it, and I'm thinking, yeah. Dang, dude.
Think about pianos
wow,
now.
Wow, that was
so,
impressive.
Like, the good ones are all so big, and now space is becoming, I mean, you need a lot of space to have a piano.
You can have a keytar, like Sisson.
Yeah, Steve Sisson's got a keytar.
Yeah, that's true. Versatile,
we
that
should
one.
Bring him in on a cameo appearance some morning.
He needs to play his keytar on 90s at 9, too.
He does. True. Steve, I know he's listening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I told him that.
Yeah, play the keytar.
Yeah.
90s at 9. Now, probably won't
I
be
today. I
have
the song for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have a song for him, too?
Yeah, I've already told him. But, yeah.
Okay. All right. So maybe next week we can break out the keytar in 90s at 9.
He could at least air keytar.
Yeah. Nothing like air keytar.
I don't think Steve would air keytar. No. Yeah.
That'll look totally normal. He's just, yeah. Check it out. What am I playing?
Talented young man.
Yes.
Yes. Including keeping us on the air.
Yeah.
Among the many other jobs that he has. So, yes. So maybe we'll see the keytar next week from Steve. There you go, Steve. The challenge has been laid down.
Yep.
From Xena Warrior over here. So there you go.
And I have a sword.
And she has a real one. All right. That's going to wrap it up on the show. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Get out and enjoy.
Have a great one.
Have a great one. Thanks, James, Julie.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. James got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour.